from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, we've got a special guest. We're going to go up to Buffalo. Steve Tasker, host of One Bills Live, a heck of a player himself that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for the things that he did as on some really good football teams. I got to say good morning to my good friend Steve. How are you, bud?
Hey, Joe, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, and we're trying to figure out the season, getting ready to start up. We're all starting to get excited, and is this the year? This is the year we can maybe jump past the Bills, and so we wanted to get you on about a bunch of things. First of all, going back to last year, Steve, after that Philadelphia Eagles game where the Bills totally outplayed them and lost that game, I thought they were done. I did. And they come all the way back, win the rest of their games, and end up winning the AFC East again. What were your thoughts on last year's team, first of all?
Well, it was interesting because you're right. It looked like they were stuck in neutral. They were, I think, 5-5 at one point and couldn't get out of their own way. They were a really – and they're still probably real difficult team to beat unless they help you, you know. And the problem was they were helping people quite a bit, and not all of it was well, not really the worst part of it wasn't really that Josh was turning the ball over. It was that they were giving up a play here and there. They'd get off the field at the wrong time. They still scored points at a really good clip. Their defense had a hard time shutting people down. Their pass rush, while yet last year under Sean McDermott it was better, they got more turnovers and more sacks. Injuries really hamstring their defense, particularly up front in their front seven. Milano was out. Daquan Jones was out for a while. And their defense stopped being able to stop people. And when that happened, that kind of made it difficult for them to win. And then that was particularly at the end of the season. But then when they switched to Joe Brady, they were in must-win all the way down the stretch. You saw it. I mean, they were chasing the Dolphins down. Dolphins had a 3-game lead in a division. And then the Dolphins hit that monster of a stretch in their season where they were playing everybody who was in the playoffs. And the Bills just got a chance to walk them down. The Bills started playing better offensively, started running the football as much as they threw it. Their offensive line came through. They were the only team in the league last year who had all 5 offensive linemen start everywhere, regular season snap. It was an aberration. You know, it's never going to happen again. But they did it last year, and they used it to their advantage, and they walked you guys down and got the division. But they've got a lot of questions coming into this year.
Yeah, let's talk about the receiver position. I know you guys have beaten it up. Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs are gone. Khalil Shakir is kind of. He's kind of the veteran of that group as far as Josh Allen goes and catching Josh Allen passes. What are your thoughts on that group from what you've seen? I know it's only been mini camp and how good they can be.
Yeah, they seem to be really talented. But like you said, I mean, Shakir's the only one that in the receiver room that's caught a pass from Josh in a game. You know, Curtis Samuel was a guy they had targeted for quite some time, signed him early in free agency, wanted him, got him. They like his skill set. Mac Hollins is a guy they brought over as a glue guy. He's just a great leader, big physical receiver. They like what he brings to the table. Chase Claypool, you know, as we all know, with Chase, it seems like training camp and practices and stuff aren't really a test about his skill set or anything. It's more of a personality test. Is he gonna lay it on the line for you? We'll see during training camp if he can do it. They've got a couple of guys from last year, Terrell Shavers and Justin Shorter, who are big, strong, 6'4", 215, 20-pound guys they got last year who they hung around the building and on the practice squad and all of that last year. We'll see if they've developed enough to get on the field. You got to love the physical talent. They're big, strong, fast. They got some good route runners. Keon Coleman, the first pick of the second round this year, seems to be the real deal, but it's early, you know. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I think the thing is, it's just, Joe, there's just a lot of questions. They love the guys. They love this talent. They love the upside of all these guys. But is Josh going to be able to find him? Is Josh going to be able to elevate him a little bit? We'll see.
You know, it's funny. You bring up Josh Allen, who, by the way, 29 touchdown passes. He ran for 15. And by the way, when they got rolling, he started running the ball more. And he's unbelievable when he runs. He's had 100-yard games against the Dolphins. He's been 11-2 against the Dolphins. But he did turn the ball over 21 times. And we saw him, even in that tight ball game in the regular season, that some mistakes that were made to keep the Dolphins in the game. But does Josh Allen need to cut back, or is that just going to be the way Josh Allen is? He makes the great plays. He's going to take chances, and he believes in his skill set.
I think you're just going to have to live with it a little bit. I don't think there's any question. He scores more touchdowns than anybody. Over the last 4 years, nobody's even close to him. And to do that, he puts the ball at risk, no question about it. I'll say this, though, in the playoffs, his interceptions disappear virtually compared to where they are in the regular season. He's really tough in the playoffs, which is what you want. He's going to score. Most people in Bills country, you know, Bills Mafia and even the team, they kind of shrug off his turnover because he scores so many touchdowns.
Right.
The guy's just hard to keep out of the end zone. So if he turns it over once and gets two touchdowns, everybody's like, okay, whatever, you know, and that's kind of what he does. While it would be great if he would have, you know, they're 16-0 over his career when he doesn't turn it over. I mean, if he doesn't turn it over,
wow,
you ain't beating this team. But, you know, it's been 16 games out of, 80 or 90 that he's at least had one turnover. 16 games where he's never had a turnover.
Hey, Steve, how do you look at the rest of the East coming into this year? I know the Aaron Rodgers comes back with the Jets, and they actually won an amazing amount of games for no offense. And then the Dolphins, too.
Yeah, here's the thing. Because, you guys must wake up with night. The Dolphins must wake up with nightmares about Josh because he seems to got it against those guys. I guess you got it, right? I mean, yeah. Something turns on with him. He's a different dude, right? It's just the opposite of that with the Jets. The Jets give the Bills all kinds of problems with Robert Saleh and his crew and McDermott and Josh Allen. The Bills struggle against those guys. They really do. So it's kind of like that round robin thing. The Bills beat the Dolphins. Dolphins beat the Jets, and the Jets stomp the Bills. The Jets really scare Bills fans. They've got a dynamite roster. You guys know this.
Yep.
They got a great roster. Their defense is stout, and they just didn't have anybody throwing passes. If Aaron Rodgers got to take 1,000 snaps this year, 1,000 to get through the regular season. It's going to be 1,000 offensive snaps, and he's got to stay in there. He's going to be 41. He's 41, and his offensive tackles are also long in the tooth. If those three guys, if there are two offensive tackles and Rodgers stay on their feet, Yeah, the Jets are a problem, a real problem. So we'll see what happens. But that's, to me, that's what it looks like. And the Dolphins, you know, the Dolphins are gonna be good again. I mean, Tua led the league in passing. They're hard. They're a hard offense to contain. So I think all – and we had a guy on a show like yesterday who thinks – Adam Rank thinks all three of those teams, Bills, Dolphins, and Jets, are all going to make the playoffs. And I could see it happening. The AFC East is a problem this year with those three teams.
Yeah, we so I think, Stephen, you've been around, and you and I talked about, seems like for decades now, about this team. I think last year's team and this year's team, the best teams they've had in years and years and years, even with what they have coming back. Christian Wilkins, of course, is gone. He's now a Raider. But overall, Tua, and I wanted to ask you about Tua, who's about ready to get a new contract. I think everybody thinks it's going to happen here real soon. But what do you think about Tua Tagovailoa? We got kind of mixed reviews down here with our fan base.
Well, it's hard to, you know, it's a little bit like Josh Allen's a little polarizing too, and so is Tua. But, you got to sign him. I mean, there's just nowhere to go. You've got a group there, like you said, and they did the right thing with Wilkins. I mean, it's a long season. You got a big, it's a big cap number to sign a guy like that. I think the Dolphins did the right thing. I know that's hard to bite the bullet. I mean, the Bills did it with a bunch of guys this year as well. They let a bunch of veterans go. It's just hard for one guy, even a guy like Christian Wilkins, to live up to that contract. So I think the Dolphins did the right thing there, and you're up against it. It's the time. It's never cheap to sign a quarterback to a second contract. So you just got to bite the bullet and do it. Tua's going to play good, just like he always does. He's got all the weapons he could want. His offensive line needs to stand up in front of him. But yeah, the Dolphins absolutely, to me, have to sign Tua. At this point, I mean, if they were going to move on, they would have done it already. I think they would have started making moves and stuff. I think they're committed to him, and I think they ought to show it with their pocketbook. And, let him lead the league in passing, scoring. Let people try and contain their speed on the outside. Waddle is a tremendous receiver, and everybody knows what Tyreek's doing. So, you just got to turn him loose, and I think Tua is the key to it. So, I'll be interested to see how their defense is coordinated this year. It's going to be a little different than it was with Fangio. We heard all the stories about Fangio being out. They've got a chance. Their upside in Miami is big. I mean, really big. So you got to get your quarterback signed, to me.
Yeah, I agree. You're exactly right. I want him happy. The guys want him happy coming to camp, and he's watching all these guys around him, and he wants to get his money, and I think it'll get done, and I think Mike McDaniel wants it to get done too. Steve, thank you, man. I really appreciate you spending some time with us to talk about the Bills. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, Steve Tasker, the host of One Bills Live, former Buffalo Bill, and mean a great special teams player. All right, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio's going to join us. We'll talk to him coming up. Josh Allen, man, it's 21 turnovers, but he had 44 touchdowns last year. Is that crazy? 29 through the air, 15 more on the ground, and we'll see. So Steve feels pretty good about that receiving core that they have. That'll be an interesting one. They're going to Mahomes it a little bit, huh? Where the quarterbacks get more out of maybe a little bit more out of these receivers. So we'll find out. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning on a Friday. Stay with us. Mike Florio going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.